But yes, thank you for that. I really appreciate that being on to me. I was hoping one day I might get the Dexter Award, but I'm to the point now where who gives a hoot? They don't call it the Dexter Award anymore.
It's the Edelstein Award.
Yeah.
The company is no more, and they refuse to print. There's no more financial backing.
Right. Well, anyway, the main thing is I did get a very nice certificate from the CHF. Did you know that? It was called the, a Life Achievement Award. And it was signed by Arnold Thackeray and Harold Sargenti.
Oh, yes. I met Sargenti.
Yeah, and they also said that I'm the founder director of the Roy G. Neville Historical Chemical Library. Incidentally, why did I call it that? Because of the Wellcome Historical Medical Library. I thought, well, if you have a medical library, you have a chemical library.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, the Wellcome, why not the Neville Historical Chemical Library? And I noticed the Wellcome Library had all kinds of stuff, and history books and geography books and, you know, anything to do with a monochrome of anything, not necessarily always on medicine or chemistry or any of those subjects. So the main thrust was medical works, but there was all kinds of peripheral stuff too. So that's the reason I started thinking to myself, well, is it so bad to include some of these other books, which could hardly be described as chemical books, books strictly on photometry and things like that, you know, and books on Newton's philosophy and Descartes, and Descartes being a chemist, and Kircher's works, and, you know, all these different, and books of secrets, of course, are full of chemistry. They're kind of what we now call how-to books, how to do this, how to do that, and recipe books and things like that. I was particularly interested in the dear little recipe books of the 17th century. The Queen's Closet Opened, or, if you there was a long-winded subtitle. I bought one of those up at the book fair up in San Francisco, which they hold every second year, and the other alternative years is the same thing down in Los Angeles. But usually I find that those book fairs are either books which the dealers can't really get rid of any other way, or I never found much at a book fair. The other one I did find was a copy of, I think it's a 1532 edition of Jaber's works. A gorgeous thing. It cost me, I believe, $8,500 after suitably negotiating with the dealer, who I think wanted $10,000. And Offenbacher just happened to be there. This was right around about 1982 or so. And I showed it to him, and he said, so you're the one that bought that. I said, do you think I paid $8,500 for it? Or $9,000, I don't know anymore. But was that a fair price? He said, Roy, he said, I would have asked $12,000.